Gardening, especially flower gardening, seems to get more popular all the time. Maybe it's because the baby boomers have all reached that age when they're beginning to appreciate stopping for a moment to smell the roses. That's fine. In fact, if gardeners plant the right kinds of plants, it can be great for wildlife. There are all kinds of guides for backyard natural areas. But in some cases, gardeners can unleash plant pests on the environment. Catherine Kennedy is with the Center for Plant Conservation. She says almost all of the problem plants that damage the native ecosystems were originally planted with good intentions.
I don't believe that any invasive species has ever been introduced into the United States on purpose by someone who willingly said, oh yeah, this is going to be a problem, but I don't care. They've almost all been inadvertent problems that were introduced by someone who thought they were doing something good or who thought they were bringing in something beautiful.
English ivy, a decorative ground cover, is now killing forests in the Pacific Northwest. Kudzu is doing the same in the Southeast. And in the Great Lakes region and the Midwest, pretty flowering plants such as purple loosestrife and water plants such as Eurasian water milfoil are causing damage to wetlands, crowding out native plants, and disturbing the habitat that many wildlife species need to survive. Bob Wilson works in the Michigan Senate Majority Policy Office. Like many other states, Michigan is looking at legislation to ban certain problem plants. Wilson agrees that these plant pests are generally not intentional, but they do show that people seem to be unaware of the problems that they're causing.
The two most common vectors for bringing in these kind of plants are typically landscapers, who bring it in as a way of decorating yards and lawns, and then aquarium dumpers. People who inadvertently dump their aquarium thinking there's no consequence to that. Before you know it, something that was contained is now spread.
But stopping the import of pest plants is a lot harder than just passing laws that ban them. With mail order and internet orders from large nurseries so common, the plants can get shipped to a local nursery, landscaper, or local gardener without the government ever knowing about it. Recently, botanists, garden clubs, and plant nursery industry groups put together some codes of conduct called the St. Louis Protocol or the St. Louis Declaration. The document set out voluntary guidelines for the industry and gardeners to follow to avoid sending plants to areas where they can cause damage. Sarah Reichardt is a botanist with the University of Washington. She helped put the St. Louis Protocol together. She says if a nursery signs onto the protocol, it will help stop invasive plant species from being shipped to the wrong places.
And it's up to each of the nursery owners, particularly those that sell mail order or internet, to go and find out which species are banned in each state.
And is that happening?
I think most nursery people are pretty responsible and are trying to do the best they can. I'm sure that they're very frustrated, and understandably so, because the tools aren't really out there for them. It is very difficult to find the information. So it's a frustrating situation for them.
But in preparing this report, we found that some of the biggest mail-order nurseries had never even heard of the St. Louis Protocol, and many of the smaller nurseries don't have the staff or resources to check out the potential damage of newly imported plants, or even to check out each state to make sure the banned plants aren't being sent inadvertently. Sarah Reichardt says that means gardeners, you, need to do some homework before ordering that pretty flowering vine. Is it banned in your state? Is it a nuisance that could cause damage? Reichardt says if enough gardeners care, they can make a difference.
You know, gardeners have tremendous power. The people that are buying the plants at the nurseries, that's what it's all about. I mean, the nurseries are there to provide a service and to provide plants to those people. And if those people have certain tastes and demands, such as not wanting to buy and plant invasive species, the nurseries are going to respond to it. So we're all part of one team.
Reichardt and others concerned about the problem say although agencies are working on it, the federal government has not yet done enough to effectively stop invasives from being imported and shipped to the wrong areas. They say it's up to the nurseries, the botanists, and the gardeners to stop them. If not, we'll all pay in tax money as government agencies react to invasives with expensive eradication programs to try to get rid of the plants invading parks, preserves, and other natural areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.